All right, Cooper Webb, big winner here tonight at the Houston Triple Crown. Take me through the evening.
It was an awesome night, man. To be able to get a win here was incredible. Obviously, the Triple Crown format is always unique. But, yeah, just was consistent all night. So, especially to get a win. It's been a rough start. So, to get a win is awesome for myself, for the team, for my family. And just, yeah, feels great. And overall, the night was good. Managed to stay out of some chaos. Got into some in the last one, the first lap, but made some good passes and got around all those guys and put myself in a position to win. So, stoked on that. Just my riding all day was much better. And, yeah, hopefully this gets the ball rolling.
Hey, what did you think about the track, especially the section leading into the whoops, that kind of flat turn? Because I watched you in practice even kind of setting up. Like, you didn't charge into it. There was that brief little hesitation, so you knew you were right. And it seemed like there was a lot of that stuff through the track. Like, hey, I need to ace this transition so I don't mess the next one up.
Yeah, there was a lot of rhythm lanes tonight, so it made it critical to hit those. I thought the track, we were all so close in practice, it didn't have much separation.
With these Triple Crowns, fitness does kind of come into play and mistakes and so on and so forth. So I felt like when the
I'll kind of restart, huh?
No, you're good.
I felt like the track, when it broke down, kind of created more racing opportunities, but it was unique. You know, I think this track was different than something we've seen so far. And yeah, like I said, with that big run into the whoops was kind of unique.
Sorry for the back and forth, but the last thing, I was standing on the infield after you won that race, and even to the chaos, like you mentioned, of the opening lap, I didn't think that you were going to come back to get that win.
Yeah.
I could hear you screaming after you crossed the finish line with earplugs in over 22 other bikes. So just talk about how big of a relief this one is after the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was pumped, man. And like I said, after that first lap, I felt like I threw it away. So it is, you know, this means the world to me. I mean, I've said it multiple times, but that's why I wake up in the mornings and chase this dream, is to get this feeling. And so for me to be able to do it, obviously it's been a really tough first go, and I think a lot of people start to write me off, obviously. So it's just, as a whole, felt great. Do it with my wife and kids here. I had a bunch of buddies here in Houston. It's hard to explain how this high feels, and hopefully we can get it again soon.
All right, Eli Tomac, Houston Triple Crown, fourth place overall in the evening. How was it?
I mean, it was eventful, and the crash through the bars was obviously a big moment, and I'm very lucky to get out of that crash. I ended up just catching my rear brake in that transition. It was super high speed, and it just, sometimes those things get you. And my brake just barely drug up the ramp, and then of course I went over the bars, got through there. But if I'm gonna throw something away, this is the night to do it in a Triple Crown race. So really just thankful to come out of this with fourth place overall, and of course you know, rebound and ride good in that third moto and get a win.
Okay. The rebound for the third moto was tremendous, because I was really impressed that you stuck it out for the second one, even when the bike was very mangled and you had just gotten away from that big one. How did it feel to bounce back and just do it, clear out the cobwebs and do what you had to do?
It was tough, because my front end was a little bit tweaked, and then I just know how crucial it is to get points, period. And I of course, you know that a Triple Crown, anything can happen. So I was just digging, doing what I was good. My front end was a little twisted, I was a little bit off still, but yeah, just very happy to get out of that clean.
Cool. One last thing, I've been talking to a couple different guys with tonight, was just the rhythm, especially before the finish line with the banana in it. If somebody made a mistake in front of you, it changed your dynamic on what you had to do. But then if you made a mistake, you immediately have to be aware of who's behind you. So on that section in particular, what is it like when someone has just a small mistake? I watched Mitchell Harrison have one in front of you, and you barely got away from it.
Yeah. That was really tough, and it started with the table over on whether you clip it or maybe over jump it, and then there was a tight transition in that banana triple. So it's just tough. It's just those are tough timed jumps, or to time them correctly, and it was a spot to make passes. I made actually quite a few passes from people just missing that tonight.
Jorge Prado, seventh place overall here at the Houston Triple Crown. How was the evening?
I think it was, riding-wise, a very good race. I think I rode very good all day, and got a good start in the first main event, good start in the second main event, very bad start. I mean, the start was actually very good on the third one. I just messed it up a little bit in the, or big time in the corner. And then, yeah, I was really, really behind, and it was just so hard to pass a lot of guys in a very short time. Yeah, very disappointed with the result because I think I could have done way better. But yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, looking at it, 5-3-11 scores. That means you're riding with a big different group of guys through each three races. What are you learning as you're racing such a different group of 22 guys each weekend? Especially through three motos tonight.
Yeah, I learned that I can make mistakes in my gate selection as well. Think a little bit, I made a little bit mistake on that, too wide on that last start, and that made it hard for me if I didn't make a perfect, like super perfect start to get a good start. So yeah, I need to be more, or pick my gate a little bit better and safer maybe next time, like I did the first two main events, a little bit more inside. And that's it. I mean, I think I learned the most when I'm up front.
Okay. First visit for you to the stadium tonight. What did you think of the dirt here with that really hard clay that they mix the sand in? It seems like it holds up well, but then it still breaks down. It's got some interesting traction.
To be honest, I really like the track and the dirt. I felt very good from the beginning. Not much to say. The whoops got pretty tough, but they were also pretty fun, and I think you could make a lot of difference there. Yeah, I think it was a good track of racing.
All right, Malcolm Stewart, eighth place in the Houston Triple Crown. How was the evening?
I feel like we're trending the right way. Shoulders getting a little bit better. I was a little worried coming in, you know, because Triple Crowns, that's a lot to ask for. But, you know, at the end of the day, I felt like we made some gains. You know, I always try to come into this race, and anytime you go at Triple Crown, there's so much so much chaos can happen with starts. You got to be pretty good. My first two weren't too bad, and the last one I just slipped back and you know, gotten some dirty air. But you know, I'm really happy the way I am riding. I'm at least be able to fight all the way to the end. Last weekend at Anaheim too, I felt like I got to the 15 mark. Granted, it is only a 12 minute plus one lap, but you got to do it three times. So I felt like during the week, what I did this week with Dr. G, it helped out a lot. So I think we're going back to Arizona next week and, you know, go back to a regular 20-minute moto, and we should be fine. So, but to take the results, top eight, you know, or eighth overall is, yeah, obviously you just got to take what you got, you know, for this one. The way it started out for my year, getting eighth right now is a good finish, so. We're gonna get better. We're gonna get better. We know where we should be at. But at the end of the day, you know, it's gonna trend the right way. And hopefully next weekend we start itching inside that top five.
Okay, 8, 6, 10 scores for what you posted through the night. So pretty consistent. But then through those three results, you can see how big of a swing everything is, because one little thing changes the dynamic, and then you're racing entirely different groups of guys too.
Right. No. I mean, again, this Triple Crown, the way the track was, fast lap times, a lot of laps, really, really tight. I mean, we were, you can throw a blanket over all of us, you know. So anytime you have Triple Crowns like that on a, you know, a small track, and it's not Dirtbird's fault, it's just the way the schedule worked out. So it's going to be hard racing. The good news for me, the positives, is like I look at this racing as not just only results-wise, but like how I can, you know, manage the shoulder, what the conditions, putting it through the stress, and doing that three times. So I felt like we were able to get better and better. I felt like the shoulder might have been a little sore at the end, but it's trending the right way. So that's all I can do. That's all I can ask for. So again, we're really looking forward to Phoenix, and it should be fun. I try to tell everybody, it's like, look, like, you know, Anaheim 1, I was coming into this feeling like I was going to, you know, go in there and fight for the top spot, and, you know, 10 seconds in, everything changed, you know. So you got to take what you can get, move forward, be positive, and it sucks right now, but at least we're out there racing and giving everything we got. So all my sponsors know that, and everybody's stoked for me, my fans. I'm trying. So we're going to take it, and this will be round 4, 5, going up, 5. So we'll be all right. We'll get up there.
Okay, last thing before we go. Watching this track tonight, especially in the rhythm before the finish line, If the guy ahead of you made a mistake, it seemed like you were bottlenecked behind that. And then if you made a mistake, it seemed like, okay, I have to be very aware of who's behind me, especially through the banana jumps and the step over that you guys made right out of that left turn. How was that dynamic to watch all the other things going on and hearing somebody behind you and just what your awareness is?
I think it's more the banana than anything. Look, they're trying something different. The banana has pretty much been almost every round so far. I think it's cool in some ways. I think in some ways, you know, in the way the dynamic of the track, it may not work out as good. Tonight, I felt like a banana was a little different, especially in the most different sections. Look, I get it. We're professional racers. We got to, you know, run through these obstacles like that to give the fans what they want. If you're honest with my personal opinion, I don't think the banana would have been that good of a deal on a triple crown, but it might have worked out great for the regular, you know, 20-minute up. The track was a little technical. It was different. It was definitely difficult. They broke down a lot. I mean, look, this is a triple crown race. You know, this is Texas. Everybody knows it breaks down, but, you know, if they try to do a banana at Phoenix, the track will hold up a little bit better. So, again, that's their new train right now. They're running it. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, I'm just trying to go out there and race hard and try to get some points on the boards for me.
Colt Nichols, 16th overall here at the Houston Triple Crown. How was the evening?
Honestly, I was kind of pumped, to be honest. It looks a lot different than it has the past few weekends. I know the results the same, which is really annoying, but all day was just better. I was single digit for a long time in practice. Ended up qualifying overall 13th, so starting the day was a lot better. The start in the first main was atrocious, and then I ended up 13th in that one. I felt like I fought through really well. And then main two, I actually gave myself a chance. I was in a really good spot off the start, and yeah, I hadn't been up there in a while. Like, it kind of swallowed me up the first few laps, and then ended up, I don't even know, I think 20th in that one after I stalled. And then third main rode up to like 14th after that first lap over the finish, like conundrum that we had. So overall, the day was a lot better. Like I said, the results the same, but I feel night and day better about where we're at.
Okay. Looking at those three races, you know, it's pretty consistent results. Although the 20th,
unfortunately.
Yep. But that's a good thing because consistency is key, because you have to have that to start putting together the next thing. If it's big swings, then you're a wreck and looking for, where do I get the consistency from?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me this weekend was just the idea of, like, dude, I can run where I want to. The past few weekends, I've been so, like, under the weather and out of it. I was just like, dude, I'm kind of surviving. I'm just kind of riding around here. So that was frustrating in itself, because I felt like I've had such a good off season and I've done things really well. To get sick and then feel like I just was a version of myself on the weekends was a bummer. So, like I said, the results the same. I'm pissed about that because I rode so much better than that today, but it was like reassuring to feel like I made a good leap and I'm starting to make progress. I at least put myself in a position. I guess I hadn't done that in a really long time, so you got to do that first before you can really like fully take advantage of where you're at. But yeah, we're trying, we're getting there. We'll try again next weekend.
Okay, Oklahoma native, but I know you've probably spent a lot of time down here at some point or another, or this dirt's probably similar to what's straight up and down, because it's that clay with a little bit of sand.
Yeah.
Got some traction, but then it's deceivingly slick in other parts. Can you just describe what that track breaks down like?
Yeah, I mean, I loved everything about the way it was today. The sand was interesting. It kind of gave it a slickness to it that was kind of weird at first. Then we got deeper and deeper and deeper, and we actually kind of got deeper than I thought we were going to. I thought the base was going to be a little bit harder, but it started to sink a little. I think that's why they added the sand, because it was really soft. But, dude, the dirt here is just sick. Like, I love racing here. It's a little bit darker than what we're going to face in, you know, like Dallas. It's actually a little more slippery in Dallas. So this dirt is, like, about as good as it gets, to be honest, for the whole series. I love Houston. I had a really good time here at the residency in 21. Got my first win that I'd gotten a while here. And everything about Houston is just awesome. I love this place.
Max Ansi, sixth place overall here at the Houston Triple Crown. Take me through the night.
Well, one very good. No. Yeah, tough, man. Tough night. It's hard. These things are hard, man. Just get it right. Bad start. First motor went down. Ended up coming through the 10th. Bad start in the second moto, got to 6th, and I had no idea what I was doing, because literally I whole shot everything usually, and I could not for the life of me get out of the gate. And I put two and two together. It was like there was a bit going on with the air pressure and the temperature was very cold. The bike was extremely snappy and I was struggling to control her. So I made a few changes for the last moto and night and day, way better. Should have made those changes earlier, but live and learn. I'm pleased with the performance of the last race. The last race was fine, was solid. But yeah, man, needed to get it done earlier. It's what it is. I'll take it. It's not great, but yeah, just got to be better.
Hey, really interesting track tonight. Not a lot to separate you guys. Everybody did the same thing. But if somebody made a mistake in front of you, you immediately got bundled up in that or had to avoid it. And then if you made a mistake, you had to worry about the freight train that was behind you. How do you go about that?
Yeah, it was tricky. The rhythms were tricky enough that, like, you... And if guys didn't jump it, you wanted to jump it to pass them, but then you didn't want to land on them. So it was a little hairy. Again, it's a lot easier when you're out in front or like near the front because there's less of that going on. So made life difficult for myself in those first two with bad starts. But hey, learning. I'm learning all the time. And I would like to say, oh, it's, you know, like I was talking to the guys. I'm like, Anaheim 1 was an easy day. I'm like, oh, what? I'll do it next week. Yeah, I'll be fine. But man, it's hard to get these things and hard to do. But when you're on a roll, it comes easy. But man, got to just one step at a time. We'll get back there. Be all right.
All right, Justin Hill, 17th overall at the Houston Triple Crown after racing your way in through the LCQ. How was the day?
Yes. Tough. Didn't have that feeling of like explosiveness that I need to compete at these types of races. Like, you know, I've unfortunately had to sit on the couch and not get better for the last, you know, few weeks, and it's not been aiding me getting any any explosiveness back here, you know. And I like I was telling, you know, the team, it's like I feel like I am the last guy to get winded, really, and I'm in the position that I'm getting winded because I can't do my regular thing, that, you know. So, but I'm healthier than I was 1 week ago. I'm in a lot less pain this weekend, so we'll be able to get back to it and hopefully get better. But yeah, I mean, it's the whole day. It's like you said, going to the LCQ, like, okay, you know, that's just a bad thing. You can't expect to do well when you're that far down in the line, you know, and getting bad gate picks every time. And, you know, it's just a snowball from the beginning of the day. And yeah, I mean, here soon, like, I know it's going to come around and I'll get back to that feeling that I had pre Anaheim. And I had a really, really solid month where, you know, leading into the series, where I was very confident in what we had going on. And obviously, just it's not too hard to derail like that confidence if you have a crash and you're hurt and now you can't do what you need to do. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have to go right to be improving and racing into it. And I'm just not in that position right now where I would prefer to be. But we got some races I'm really excited about coming up that I think are going to give me a good boost. I don't know what it is. I love it down here, but I always struggle here. I don't know why. It's just something about the dirt. I feel like when we race in Houston, I feel like it's the track, for whatever reason, always gets really, like, the times are super close. For whatever reason, it's hard, I think, to build a track here that separates, like, largely. And in that condition, I suck for some reason. Like, I can't just be, like, I can't just put it aside and get three-tenths better at a time. You know, I, like, find myself stuck in this rut where I'm like, oh, I'm kind of going the same speed and spinning my wheels. So there's a lot of little things that I can improve on as far as mindset with that type of thing, you know. But right now, I just need to focus on the physical side of things, because as soon as I get back to that same feeling I had where I can push, like, it's going to be a whole different ballgame for me, for sure, because I'm not that far off. That's the crazy thing. It's like I've ran a lot of solid lap times, you know, against, you know, I'm way back there, but when I'm charging forward a lot of times, my times are good. So it's, I don't think it's really a matter of like I have to reinvent the whole wheel and change everything. I mean, the bike's fantastic. I'm happy with everything with the motorcycle. I just need to get my body to where I feel like I can just go send it. And that's so important right now because everybody's so fast. Like there's so many dudes out there that are, you know, firing on all cylinders and it's, I mean, it's crazy. There's not like a wild standout, but there's 17 guys that are riding super good straight up, and it's been the case in the last, you know, 5-6 years, I feel like. But yeah, it's gotten really, really tight. They remove all these champions up from the little bike class, and you know, and then it's just really competitive. And you know, so you got to be on your toes. And if I just get my body where it needs to be, I'll be fine.